up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Chance Radio.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Sangria, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Hey, hang Sangria, hope you stop via. This is your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this Drink Chance motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
And right now, we not only have Miami's mixtape king, we have Miami's king.
The mayor. The king. Mayor, everything of Miami.
Guy
right here.
Who taught us about when I was in New York, this is how I knew where Miami hip-hop scene was. He's been out here repping. He's the realest dude, and he's also the realest dude. He got a whole different following on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the cooking. We got hot sauces here. I don't know, because they said Trick Daddy's here, so they're going to have some hot sauce on the motherfucking table
for no reason.
One of the realest dudes in hip-hop. Right now, I'm proud to introduce Trick Daddy Dollaz. Make some noise! Now, take us in the beginning, Trick. How did you first start getting to hip hop?
Well, see, I went to the chain gang when I was 15.
That's jail for people that don't know.
Prison. That's prison.
Yeah, exactly.
We only have one penitentiary, and you don't want to go there because your ass gonna get the chair. You know, that's the electric chair. So all the rest are either prisons or correctional facilities. Right. So when I got out, I violated the same day I got out.
Damn. As soon as you got home?
My violation day was the same day.
How old are you?
At the time, I'm 16 when I got out.
And?
I was already thinking like, damn, I'm thinking, they ain't finna send no young nigga to prison.
Because you say you're 16.
Oh. At the time, I was 14.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they sent me on up the road. And a lot of dudes in my neighborhood, you'll never pass Orlando.
Shut up the shots, man.
Get on the Bluebird. Right. Anybody know what that is? From, you know, you got to be from Florida to know what the Bluebird is. That's the prison transportation vehicle. No knee room, handcuffed to a nigga weighing 200 pounds more than you. He's shackled at the feet. Got a shotgun in the back, one in the front, in the driver, no air conditioning. You can't see out the window. Before I go to prison the second time, it was right before Hurricane Andrew. And you know, I went on the 10th floor. The first time I was able to bond out. This time I'm on a violation as well as a new charge, so I can't bond out. So now I got to do time in jail. This round of time when Andrew came through, you know.
Which was wild.
No communication. Right.
And you was in the Heights back then? Down south was awful.
I got caught with the birds in the Heights.
Okay.
Actually in front of the school.
Salute. This is how we do it. Eye to eye. Eye to eye. Eye to eye.
This is going to be a wild show.
Salute.
Damn.
Well, that mango, good, actually.
Well, that was disrespectful to the shots, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, he gave us the ultra shots.
You trying to get tricked, you go straight in.
I don't need no look. So what it is I was on the 10th floor. At the time, if you get sentenced as an adult, they put you on the floor together.
It was in county.
But in the county. But juvenile, under 18. It was a 5-man cell, 2 beds in each cell, and 40 niggas. So 30 niggas sleeping on the floor.
And county's all fucked up, too.
You got to know, when I went to prison, first time I was 124 pounds. By then, I had to got big, about 150. So they used to bring the mail in. They used to throw the mail on the table. And it was some niggas that was so uneducated, they didn't even know their name if they saw their name written down on a piece of paper. So I started out writing letters for them. I started out writing their mama, their girlfriend, or their baby mama. Yo, come holler at her, man. Send me some. I started out writing for them.
That's the beginning of my lyrics.
I started writing for them.
Wow.
And then
but it
the
wasn't
people
necessarily lyrics.
Right, it wasn't lyrics, but the people was like, who wrote this letter for you? And you know, one of my homeboys was like, whatever he wrote in that letter, you came to see me. Mm-hmm. And she was like, whoever wrote this letter for you, real smart, you know. And then I had a way with, I always had a way with words. You know, in prison, you have to, you don't get but $25 a week. Right, so right. I had to make my own cars and shit. Mm. So I used to write letters. Anybody I wrote a letter for, that bitch sent me $50 or $100. So I'm like, okay, I got a way with words.
Right.
When I was younger, my daddy done really started the music shit back in the days with the DJ. How we DJ down here is different from how y'all did it.
Because your daddy got mad kids, right?
Right. My daddy got mad kids from different women. So right. All of us grew up
Let's
in different environments.
Daddy have mad kids.
Yeah. And how we DJ'd on the corner, we put up what we call Vegas. We would line up from speakers from here to the street. Mm. And we battled like that. And when we DJ'd, it was different from DJs from the West Coast or DJs from the East Coast. Right. It was you hype the mic, you hype the word, you hype the song, and then at some point you said things and changed the meaning and the title of the song, and it was like a rhyme. So I knew how to DJ. So I used to always tell my daddy, man, I think I can rap.
And rapping wasn't popular at that time.
But at that time, you had to know the song.
It ain't about me. It's not about, like, it was hard to be a DJ
like
in
Uncle
the South.
Al and these cats. That's how they battled. They was putting lyrics. They was cutting
I couldn't come to you and cut a check. Right. Or you couldn't be an ass kisser and drop my record when I walked in the club.
Right.
Like these new DJs, they get a pair of Beats and a MacBook Pro. They think they're a motherfucking DJ. These new pop ass niggas.
Come on. Help us out, man. Come on. Pour a normal shot.
And
normal
I told my dad, I said, Daddy, I think I can rap.
Right.
At the time, I had an older brother that was rapping.
Right.
But he was, like, doing a lot of the shit that I wouldn't do because I was on the street shit. You know, I growed up in the Poker Bean Project. A lot of y'all watched First 48. Yeah, that was probably one of the first shows.
Now, is that Liberty City or no?
That's Liberty City.
Okay, go ahead.
And all our inner cities also is separated with neighborhoods and areas. Like, Scott Project was the Liberty City.
Mm.
You know, the 40s, what they call Attapata. That's still Liberty City. Brown Sub is still Liberty City.
Attapata is, that's where the Dominicans be at?
That's where.
This is not a normal shot, by the way, but I'm gonna let you get away with it. Let me get your glass.
So I tell my daddy, I say, I think I can rap.
Right.
And he said, I don't know about rapping, but you can cook that dope. Go in there and cook up 4 ounces and drop them off. Fuck that rapping. You can cook that dope.
Right.
Go cook me 4 ounces and drop them off down there at Homestead.
All right. Oh, my God.
And I'm gonna be doing this shit with my eyes closed. So,
take it easy, go on.
My daddy ended up going to the feds. Right. So now, I don't cook the dope no more. Now I pick up the money.
Mm.
And I was about 12, 13. I counted so much money, I threw up.
Right.
And I was like, Dad, I ain't realize money was that dirty. He was like, you throw it up. I was like, yeah. He said, you count that shit right. The count was right.
Right.
So you don't, son, you don't cook no dope. You count the money.
Right.
When I get out of prison, I'm going around. At this time, my daddy's in prison. Mm-hmm. He got 100-something years in the feds at the time before his appeal.
God bless.
I get out to meet two little brothers that I didn't have when I went to prison. Mm. I went to prison. My mama had 9. Now she got 11. Mm. You know, and I was like, Mom, who is that? You babysit now? Because my youngest brother mixed with some shit.
Right. Like what?
And some shit, curly hair, light skin shit, you know? So I went and moved with my cousin, one of my favorite cousins. I went and moved with her. Went through with some niggas in the apartment that week. Her dough got kicked in. When she came back, I was sleeping on the floor with an AK in my hand, and I had the niggas trying to fix her dough before she got home. She was like, no, you getting out with the same shit. You got to get out of here.
Right.
So I went down the street. We trapping in apartments, and I was listening to the radio. And there was like 2 Live Crew that's looking for a new member.
Oh, shit.
In Miami, the Pac Jam was a teen disco. On Saturdays, you can go there as an 8-year-old to a 12-year-old. Wow. They called Kitty Day.
It was like a strip club too.
Because our women always being provocative. That's why I have. That's why I get so offended with these whole these fake titties and fake ass. Like, you could look at a Miami bitch back in the days and be like, yeah, she from Miami.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know. So, I went. I had a contest. The last person I ended up battling in the contest was Red Eyes.
Oh, shit. Zopan, all right.
Me and Eyes went for about an hour.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, damn, man. Hold on now. So, I'm telling Luke, listen, I'm running out of shit. I don't freestyle. Yeah. To me, freestyle is bullshit. Freestyle is what a lot of these new rappers do. They say anything that rhyme with anything. There's no story. Yeah, they sound like, they look like, they dress like. No story, no content. You know, just
the mumble rap.
Right. So I end up winning the contest. So while Luke was trying to start the new 2 Live, I did my first record. You probably don't remember this. This is when I first met you, Nor, was the Scarred Joint.
Yeah. We told
Well, we had the Judge Ito and, on the, that's around the OJ's Tempty shit was just fine.
Your verse was crazy on that
right? And so Verb couldn't do a clean verse. And I was like, I can't do a clean verse, but I can say a little bit of cuss words because that's my second language. I know English and profanity. I don't know the rest of the shit. So I ended up doing the Scar record. The Scar record was big. Then so Luke went out, Luke was signed with Island at the time, and Hiram, I believe his name was Hiram Hicks. He was like, I want to sign a deal. And I was like, okay, Luke, go holler at him. The numbers that he came back wasn't right. So I'm telling Luke, listen, I need some money, but I ain't no buster. I ain't soft. Right. If you give me a little bit of money, I ain't gonna be able to stay out here. I got niggas that I left in the prison I gotta take care of. Right. I got my mama I gotta take care of. I say, I ain't with that shit. Luke say, well, what you do? I say, man, I'm selling goat. Right. Still doing the same shit. He was like, come stay with me. That's why no matter what, I'm always respect Luke. Always give him his props. You know what I'm saying?
Let's make some noise for Uncle Luke, goddamn it.
Continue. How old are you when Scar came out?
When Scar came out, I was 19.
Still young.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. So I stayed with Luke. We did a lot of shit. A lot of because you know Luke off the chain any motherfucker away. And this right around the time when the West Coast shit was when Luke them had just went through it with Dre them. So I'm on that shit. Like, you know, we grew up on that. On that shit, like we respect you, respect us, like you know what I'm saying. So me and Luke vibing, I watched him and I realized the shit that everybody was giving Master P the props for, Luke been doing
he it. Did it,
But they respected Miami niggas is only as bass, records,
because it was bass movement at that time,
And even though because JT Money was one of my favorites,
Poison Clan,
even though they still consider it as bass because the singles that you would have to pick in order to get radio play would have to be more up tempo.
But Poison Clan was hands down N.W.A. of Miami,
exactly,
hands down
of the South. Period. So one of my brother's best friends who he used to hustle with, they say, man, Touche got a record label.
That's Slip and Slide.
So I go holler at Touche. And he like, I'm a trick, man. You gonna
so
be
you
on
never
the same
officially
shit.
Signed with Luke?
I never signed with Luke.
Oh, wow.
I never signed with Luke.
Oh, people don't know that.
I be telling these other niggas, don't be signing that shit.
You don't have to sign.
Even niggas I fuck with, I tell them, you don't have to sign with me.
Right.
You don't have to sign. I don't want you to sign with me. Right. When you ready, I'm gonna tell you ready. I can't stand a nigga who get one record and think, boy, it's a hit. I can't stand them type of nigga because I actually talk, and you know this game because what kind of deal y'all have. You had to go and meet the buyers. They don't even know that those people existed. The people that sold the records to Specs and Virgin and all those other places, FYE. Those people were people like regular drug dealers. They bought the work, which was the music, and they sold it to the stores.
At a higher rate, too.
Right. Back in the days, you used to have to meet the retailers.
If they ain't like you, it wasn't none of that shit.
They wouldn't carry your record.
They say they call it, let me think of the word. They say we, not servers. They say we some little word where they get the they get about 15 motherfuckers sit around and they say, okay,
tastemakers.
It's some little shit they do now. No record pools, no DJs, no nothing. They do something to the records and they say, okay, yeah, this record will work.
Yeah, yeah.
You talking about now the way it goes down.
You talking about radio?
What is it called?
I know.
Research.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, we researched the record. Yeah. I'm like, how the fuck you research the record?
That, yep. They have a couple of guys that sit around and they'll play the record 15 to 42 seconds and then they'll make a choice
that's based just on like, 15 that's just to 42 like the seconds. Answers on Family Feud.
Exactly, exactly.
First of all, we asked 100 men, okay, where them niggas was from? Right. Like, you understand what I'm saying? You asked 100 men, but where were they from? Australia? Because I can't go there. I'm a convicted felon.
Yeah.
I never been to Canada. I've been to Canada, but I didn't pass customs.
Right.
They tell me to walk through that. That's the U-turn, though. Like, we don't want you here. You feel me? So, we do that shit. And so Touche, like,
you get with Slip and Slide. Yeah.
I don't get with Slip and Slide. Oh. Touche telling me, man, Trick ain't gonna listen.
Right.
He hang with all these hitters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That we call the killers, the hitters.
Yeah, we know.
He hang with all these hitters. Man, this nigga ain't gonna listen, man. So Debbie Bennett, was working with Slip and Slide, she was like, Ted, I talked to him. He's hungry, he's eager. Save his life. Because anything goes out here.
Mm-hmm.
The niggas that you see on Death Row, the Bubs, the Lil Bo, the nigga you seen on First 48, the Boogies, the Vondas, them, I grew up with them. Them was my friend. Those were what we know, cocaine and machine guns. That's what we knew at the time. We found a hit town, we going there, we putting down like it's Miami.
Right.
I wasn't going to last in that game long.
Right.
Cause when every time I went to prison, I EOS. That's called end of sentence. No game time, no nothing. I'm not listening to the officers. I'm not calling him sir. I don't feel like going to work. I don't feel good. You know, I stayed in confinement from July to January when I got out. Like,
what the fuck
that.
You wanna do?
Y'all gotta let me out January.
Right.
So I convinced Touche, man, listen, I'ma do it. So my first album based on a true story. I got a lot of recognition for that in the South, but Debbie kept stressing, if you don't get New York radio to play this record, you never gonna blow up. If you don't get this next record out in LA, it's not gonna work. If you don't get it in Virginia and Charlotte and DC and Chattanooga, with certain times at that time, certain areas was the ones you had to blow up in first. So Shay said, what we gonna do? We gonna get it played in Miami. We did the Nair Nigga joint. Shay wasn't at the
studio. Let's just make some noise. Yo, no, Nair, Nair. Come on, make some noise. I used to be in Miami seeing y'all, and I swear to God, I don't know if you remember this, but I heard that record in Club Rolex. And I went and did Angie Martinez the next day. And my whole interview, she kept talking to me. I was like, you on there? And then like, and I just kept doing it. Like, and every, like, I throughout the interview, just, you on there? And I didn't know what you were saying.
And that's what I was just saying.
Yeah. But I loved it.
Touche said, it's not complete. You got to put something else. So I said, no, this is it.
That was
it.
You first?
No.
No, it wasn't me at first. That was me and Trent.
Okay.
But it was like, this Shay, this it. I'm telling you.
Right.
I say I see how they react to this motherfucker.
Yeah, no.
This it.
Straight up.
Shay was like, it's missing something. They don't know what you talk about. Nobody know what Nair meant.
That's what was the gold about it.
Excuse me. Nobody knew what Nair meant. In Miami, we got different slang and different lingo from other places. When you say old girl in Miami, that's your mama. When you say old boy, that's your daddy. Now I mean none, nothing, nothing like. So my whole thing was, I'm not gonna sound like these, even though I fuck with Kool G Rap, I love them. I like AZ, I like Scarface, I like Q and Too Short, but
I'm gonna sound like a Miami nigga.
I ain't from LA, I ain't from New York, I'm from Miami. I'm finna do this Miami.
Let's make some noise for Dade County, goddammit. The home of drink champs, Dade County, goddammit. Continue.
I dropped that Nair.
Nair.
And I don't know know if it was Funk Flex, Funk Flex, or Angie that dropped the record first, but I got a lot of love from Angie. It was
Angie Martinez. Let's big up Angie Martinez. Let's big up Funkmaster Flex. They realized it early. Let's also big up Cypher Sounds. Cypher Sounds was
but
one
not
of
only that.
People
to a
that.
Nigga who was listening to a New York radio to hear a respected DJ give props to a nigga from the South.
Yep, you were one of the first. You were one of the first to break through.
Like, what is this nigga talking about?
Let's make some noise for Trick Daddy, goddammit. Let me just tell you something. I don't know if you know about our show, but in our show, we praise our artists, and I want to praise you for that, because you was one of the first South artists to transition, and New York niggas related to that, and New York niggas accepted you for the way you are. You were who you are, and you stayed who you are, and we fuck with you, because we praise our artists. We give our artists their flowers when they can smell them, and trees when they can inhale them. God damn it, make some noise, God damn it.
And I also fuck with the right niggas from New York, because the New York niggas, they not supposed to have guns, but they will rob your ass. They will rob your ass. So I always fuck with the right New York niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Maybe Bleak always speak highly of you as well. That's my guy.
The Round Hill record, me and
Bleak. It's almost like Bleak knew that you and T.I. were like the kings of the South.
And then a lot of people used to always say, how T.I. say he the king of the South? Let him say what the fuck he want to say. That's like a bitch coming to tell me, oh, you hanging with that nigga. That nigga used to say this about you. That nigga used to say that about you. I said, bitch, it didn't matter back then when you was with that nigga. Now you with that nigga.
That's right. And then he said it to you.
That nigga didn't talk bad about me. He lied to your ass. You feel me? Like, you need to be mad at him. I'm not fucking mad at this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I always, and it's certain niggas. Like, I even always holler at Jay, and niggas be like, man, every time I see you talking to Jay-Z, why he won't put you down? I was like, man, I respect this man's mind. I respect his game. Everything ain't for everybody. Everything ain't for everybody. The shit we was on, it wasn't for no Rockefeller at that time.
Right.
It wasn't for that.
Right, nah.
Because when niggas talk shit, we gonna smash their ass. You feel me?
I used to see y'all wilding on South Beach.
We used to be wild ass. And then when at Cancun, that's around when Nan Nigga was big.
You don't know Nan Nigga.
And they had the pool party, and they dropped Nan Nigga. And Jay told me, you got yourself one, boy.
You got one.
From there, I've sold 3 gold albums and 3 platinum albums. And a lot of niggas don't know what that motherfucker is.
Poor shop, the ice physicals still ain't come. Too.
Physical me. Copies,
that's physicals.
Yeah, not that, not that digital shit. Not no. Here, I'm gonna give you $50,000 copy. When somebody buy that, scan this. But you had none of that shit. No payola. I ain't paying nobody shit. All
right. Wow.
I'm not paying nobody shit. I ain't kissing the ass. I ain't doing none of that.
Now, I was gonna do the shot. So.
Not really.
What was the most biggest, like, what did you see? Like, was that the record right there that Brung, you said, you know, Trick Daddy's a star now?
Get out of here. I just found out I was famous, like.
Nah, nigga, you been famous. Let's stop.
But it was hood famous and famous wherever you go when you can't go to the grocery store.
Nah, you been famous.
When I can't answer my phone, the bitch like, I know that voice.
Right. Now you've been famous.
Way before Auto-Tune.
Way before all the other shit.
You know. Way before skinny jeans.
And way after.
I want to tell you something too.
What you feel about skinny jeans? I feel like you got something to say.
I was in Iguanas.
That's in Fort Lauderdale.
No, the people in Pembroke Pines.
Yeah, a couple of Iguanas, but yeah.
And Jeezy was in there performing. And no respect to the game.
Salute.
And not the rap of the game, but the dope game, the hustle game, the fraud game, whatever niggas was in. But I was hurt.
I don't understand where this is going, but I'm here.
It was 350 to 400 niggas with Cuban links. Ain't no way. I know 90% of them shits was fake.
That was USA Flea Market coming up.
There was 300 to 400 niggas with Cuban links, big dookie Cuban links.
The USA King.
Niggas begging for drinks got on Cuban links. I'm like, man, what the fuck?
Carol Mark came up.
Nothing ass niggas and nothing ass hoes. All they care about is likes. Like, I'm, and the shit fucked with me. I told my dog, the mom, like, man, let's go, man. Right. They're like, what's wrong? I said, I'm going to tell you when we get in the car. When we sat down in the car, the first thing they say, I never seen so many Cuban leaks. That look. I say, boy. it's pathetic.
Right.
It's pathetic. And I'm really pissed at the niggas who say, I raised them in music. When I get a feature with a nigga, it's because I love that nigga. I liked it his style. And I, when I heard that certain record and knew what I was going to do with it, I knew that he was going to do the same thing and he was going to be real about it. I ain't never tried to get no hot nigga on my records. I ain't never tried to get no popular nigga on my records. I ain't never did no records with no fucking Justin Bieber. I never did a record with Mariah Carey or Kelly Rowland. Well, I got a record with Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never did a record with Fantasia.
When these were my people who I really fuck with and respect, I never did a record with them because I couldn't think of a record to do with them that it would be a real record.
That makes sense for
all my album was based on a true story. www.thug.com, Book of Thug. Thugs I Rush.
Classics.
Back by Thug the Classics. Man. Thug Matrimony. Not none of that play shit. Like real shit. And now that Bill Cosby fucked up, right? I'm tell you.
Yeah.
I got a song called
I
just
supposed to write
see.
A
got a Bill Cosby
you
song.
You supposed to write.
I got a song that I gave to Bill Cosby for the Fat Albert music, the movie. And he turned the song down. I'm like, what the fuck? I done cursed on a song. It took me about a week to write this bitch. I done cursed. It was a song called I Just Wanna Sing. I got the kids on the records. And a lot of people get Jay the props. I done had the kids on all my albums.
A lot of the society too.
So sad. Yeah, I fuck with the kids. And he turned my record down. And
are we saying fuck Bill Cosby right now?
Well, he a little old.
He's just saying that he turned down before all that shit.
No,
like,
but I'm not saying chat. Fuck him, but I believe them girls.
You want
it's too many girls. One of them is right.
Listen, my last case that I went to trial for, it was two witnesses. That's the only thing that helped me. It was two witnesses, and they kind of tell you when you come in the courtroom, they say, anybody in here for the defendant, stand up now. And when you go to motherfucking court and your mama and your daddy living and they not in court with you and you got kids that ain't in court with you and your baby mamas and your friends and your neighbors and your teacher ain't in court with you, the judge say, you a fucked up person.
You fucked up.
Whether they say it to you or not. The way they gonna be talking to you and looking at you, when they said my name, the courtroom filled up. The judge told the prosecutor, we need to try to resolve this instead of finishing this trial. All
right.
When I first seen Bill Cosby, he reminded me of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
That don't sound good.
Every time I see one of them niggas, I like, turn the channel. These play ass niggas trying to get on TV.
Right.
They are the reason why we don't have no. If Bill Cosby, Al Sharpton, and Jesse Jackson was real black folk who stood up for black folk, they would have killed them like they did Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
We getting political.
And Bill Cosby fronted on what did he front on Richard Pryor. Front on Richard Pryor for talking that shit.
We getting political on Drink
now,
Champs. I mean,
you go to say, okay, one motherfucker. Okay, I don't believe her. Two, okay, I don't believe her. The whole front cover of Time magazine. Hey, Time magazine is like one of the first magazines, national magazines. It is.
I believe so.
After that's the Bible. Shit like ESPN. That's like big. And plus, I never liked the Bill Cosby show after I got old enough to understand.
What happened?
Yeah, ain't no Bible. Doctor go marry no college professor and have five kids and none of them don't do drugs, use cuss words, smoke weed, and don't do nothing legal. Eh? You could be the best parent in the world.
Right.
Everybody ain't gonna be right. Everybody ain't gonna make it. Right. Everybody, and it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable too for me. It's like they selling dreams, and that's my problem with the Tyler Perrys and the Oprah Winfreys of the world. Why can't we have successful movies from the beginning of the movie? I struggle. I can struggle. Okay, we know it's a struggle from the beginning of the movie. Okay, but why we always gotta cheat? Why we always gotta steal, kill one another, lie? Why we gotta do bad before we do good? And that's how all they movies.
Like the Malcolm X story.
To me, they always degrading niggas for their wealth. And then, like, she went to, Oprah went to Africa and built the school. Africa is the richest continent in the world.
The resources, yeah.
They got natural resources that don't see the shit we made up. We need some schools around here. You got your television show that you made billions of dollars, not hundreds of millions, billions of dollars in Chicago, where young niggas ain't got nothing to do but kill each other, and you ain't did shit for them niggas. So I have a problem with people like that. I don't want to meet them. I'm not interested in them. I don't want them dead. I don't want to see them doing bad. But maybe Bill die before the trial.
You have to feel like he gonna die.
Why you think OJ in prison? OJ in prison for beating the shit with Nicole.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill already going through it because his son got killed.
All that shit goes hand in hand, you know what I'm saying?
So now that we political.
It's not really political.
A little political. I'm wondering how you feel about Kanye West.
And Donald Trump.
I feel sorry for Kanye the same way I feel sorry for, oh my God, man. Anybody that get, let me tell you the problem is, that Kardashian pussy is a curse. I don't want no pussy who live next door, grown up, went to school with no Kardashian.
I thought about the mummy when he said that.
You gotta look at, and no matter what, they call him Caitlyn. Nigga, you Bruce, nigga. Nigga, you Bruce. They're like, Tyler Perry. Nigga, you Madea, nigga. Every time I look at you, nigga, you Madea.
So he's Bruce and he's Madea.
You, okay, then you want to be a so-called woman, but you want to keep the dick. What you going to do with that? You a woman, what you going to do with your dick? They, look what they did to Lamar Miller. Lamar Miller.
I don't know.
Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom. Not Lamar Miller. Excuse me. Lamar Odom.
Yeah. What happened?
Lost his fucking mind.
Got worse.
Oh, shit.
And then this nigga walked out with Donald Trump the other day.
Yesterday. Wasn't it yesterday?
Yes. We dropping this tomorrow.
Yeah, this comes out tomorrow. No, this comes out tomorrow.
So,
yeah. I'm like, did I?
What happened? What was your first thought?
I seen Jim Brown.
Jim Brown? Yeah, he went too.
But he had Ray with him. Ray snitched on my dog. So I'm like, damn, like.
Shit got me from everybody. I'm like, ice?
Ray, ice,
please, my brother.
Ever since the, what they call the quote unquote Ray Lewis murders.
Yo, roll up.
He the only one got convicted. Yeah, he snitched on my dog, so now he want to be the same man, the same. Then it's like, how could you talk?
From Drink Champ Sports.
I need me a Drink Champ cup.
Oh yeah, let's go.
Right here.
Yo, but by the way, we want you to finish your story. We want you to remember. But listen, our base home is in Miami. I want you to know that this is
Miami,
your home,
man.
This is your home. Anytime you want to come and talk, because I want to get into some crazy shit in a little while, but anytime you want to come promote your records, we going to support it. You know, me being in Miami, I always respect Miami Kings. I always respect the legends. That's why nobody never had a problem with me, because I don't fuck y'all bitches. I don't take y'all drugs.
There's a couple.
Not back in the day.
I'm
married. I came down here and I respect Miami, and you the Miami King, the mayor.
I appreciate you, man.
I want you to continue to come back here anytime you ever got anything you want to say. We love your interviews on the Breakfast Club, but you know what? You ain't even got to take a flight. And those are our peoples. We love the Breakfast Club, but you can stay right here.
The next
you know
time
we're
going to go to my house.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to cook, though.
Nah.
Of course.
Let's talk about cooking.
That's what I do.
Nah, but don't get away from what the fuck we were talking about.
Yeah, what were we talking about? That was great.
Yeah, you
fucking up. Trump. Oh, yeah, and Kanye.
Yeah, the Kanye shit. Jim Brown.
It's like, okay.
But Jim Brown, at least
Ray Lewis said, I'm here for urban development. At least he, you know what I'm saying, had something to tell us. Like, but it's like Kanye just standing there. Like, he just pussy whoop going crazy.
Let
me ask you a question. I ask y'all a question?
Right,
I know
cool.
Nobody don't ask y'all questions on y'all show.
Nope, but go ahead. You Trick Daddy Dollar.
Who y'all think got Kim Ream?
Huh? What?
Who you think stole that ring?
Oh, the in France. Yeah. French thugs. You, actually, I think you know them.
Nah. That was a terrible segment.
The people that you know.
No. I know some foul niggas in France, but they ain't got nothing to do with it. Yeah.
It was ISIS.
You mean to tell me?
It was ISIS.
Kim Kardashian.
Right. It was her Snapchat.
The name is worth a lot of money. They talking about Black China want to brand her name. And yeah, I know y'all heard about that on her shit, but yeah. I'm thinking Kim Kardashian is at a private place with no security, nobody, and the ring come up missing. You think she finna leave Kanye?
I don't know.
We're all confused.
I mean, her brother.
That black pussy got him whipped. Let's make some noise for the black pussy.
Is fucking her
whipped.
A brother fucking with a brother-in-law baby mama.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
That go that Kardashian that pussy tight, again. Tight, right?
Trick is going there, tight, man. Trick got me swag.
Yeah, man. We drinking shots.
And one thing about me, I'm going to tell y'all too. Anything y'all want to ask me, and one thing about me, a nigga ain't do shit to me.
No. We know.
If a nigga fall asleep and dream that he gonna fuck with me, he better wake up and apologize. I swear to God. But it's just weird. I'm just thinking about that since we was on
there. The Kanye. So you will not vote for Kanye in 2020?
You know what? If I had a choice to vote for Kanye over Donald Trump,
yeah. Kanye, please.
You gonna vote Kanye?
Yeah, because I know he'll get impeached faster than Donald Trump. But they want to give you choices.
Right.
Like you got choices. It ain't like you can make up a name and, right. And if you did, you know, fill it in, it wouldn't count.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if Donald Trump think he gonna get in behind that motherfucker in that Oval Office and run this country like a motherfucker business. A lot of people gonna die behind that shit.
He'll run it like a dictator, man. That's the way it's acting. That's the way he's acting.
He's not gonna make it as a dictator because there's one thing I've learned about. I grew up in Miami, so when I hear the word racism, I don't know what that really means. I know what prejudice is. I know what separation and segregation is, and I call my fucked up relationship situationships.
All right.
But I don't know what it is to be racially divided by white people because we don't really have white people in Miami. Mm. Miami is multicultural.
Right. White people are Cuban.
Right. And no, white people is niggas because if you go to Cuba, then they black
and
me.
But I'm saying the blonde haired girl with the big ass is Cuban.
But how we consider them as just like us. Everybody know this Indian land. Ain't nobody from America.
Oh, right.
So how do we choose who we gonna kick out? Now, how the country do show the Cubans love and then turn the Haitians back, yeah. I don't agree with that.
Absolutely wrong.
But at the same time, if we as American people, I don't give a fuck who decided to vote for Trump. If we think that Donald Trump could run this country, we fucked up.
We might as well vote for Kanye.
We are fucked up. We might as well vote for Kanye.
Yeah, we might as well vote for Kanye. Let's make some noise for us voting for Kanye. But he's bugging right now.
What's up with the blonde?
We ain't really fucking with him.
Pussy, I keep telling y'all, don't fuck none of them. I'm telling you.
I've never been befuddled this much, but
listen, Bruce Jenner was the number one athlete in the world.
He was in Wheaties boxes and shit.
He was
Wheaties.
They talk about Bruce Jenner in American history.
Yeah.
And now you're Caitlyn.
Somebody was like, he outran Africans, like. Like the fastest people in the world.
The Kenyans? He ain't beat the Kenyans.
Yeah.
Man, yes.
Yes.
He ain't beat the Kenyans.
He beat him in everything.
Yes.
He ain't coming second in nothing. What they call it? Triathlon.
That shit.
That's the one where you outran 450 different
fastest people.
Oh my God. Yo, y'all, I'm so proud to announce that Drink Champs is now on TuneIn.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, we are. Drink Champs is on TuneIn. You can catch me and EFN wilding out, doing our thing, drinking with guests, smoking, and asking them, do they eat ass?
You can listen to the show all day, every day through TuneIn's app. New episodes, past episodes, your favorite episodes, all on TuneIn. It's free.
On TuneIn. Let's get it. Get
download it TuneIn app. Never miss a show again. 24 access. Why should listen to TuneIn? I'm telling you right now.
Stay tuned in with TuneIn.
You could be mobile. You can listen to the show anywhere with TuneIn app. It doesn't matter when or where, at home, in your car, on the go. Can even listen anywhere from around the world.
That's right. TuneIn. And now, when you get on TuneIn, Drink Champs, we're available.
Can also listen to great music from around the world, including TuneIn's exclusive hip-hop beat channel featuring the hottest tracks and latest sounds of hip-hop right now.
But listen to Drink Champs first before you go to the music section, okay?
That's right. Catch Drink Champs all day, every day on TuneIn. Download the app. Listen, it's free.
Free. Boom.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
Now, Trick, you had the internet on fire. Two different instances, and we're going to bring up one. The spitting on the computer. What happened there?
I don't even know.
And we still don't know who you was talking about.
This bitch is one of these hoes who try to get attention off social media. You know, and I'm trying to explain to her, like, listen, I'm really from the ghetto. I grew up off World Fan food stamps. Like, you're not gonna talk to me any type of way, bitch. I washed dishes when I was little.
But what she talked to you on the internet?
What happened was, I put up a post about my homegirl Prima Donna, and I was like, bitches always hate no Prima Donna. Like, if you're doing good, I'm gonna give you props.
Right.
And one of the comments was, said her name. When she went live on Facebook, that live gonna get bitches fucked up.
Right. Instagram live, about it was all fucked up.
She went live and she brought my name up. And her daughter walked out the house and was like, "Mom, he didn't say nothing about you." Right. She's like, "I don't give a fuck about that nigga."
See, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people just thought you just went off. Oh, she said something about you.
Think about, okay. Let me tell you something. God look out for babies and fools. If you that motherfucker stupid, God got you. If I run into you, bitch, you in the hands of the devil. I'm gonna crucify you. And I have lupus, so I ain't even supposed to get mad. Everybody was like, "Your eyes was bloodshot red." I probably had a motherfucking stroke and ain't know it. Right.
Oh,
I really wanted this bitch. Like,
but what did she say to you exactly?
"Oh, that nigga Trey, you supposed to be a real nigga." So I got on the live and I typed, "Bitch, you better watch your mouth." "Oh, fuck you, nigga." I'm like, "What, me?" So so but since then they whooped the ass at the did y'all see that?
No.
They whooped the ass live.
Live.
At the hood office. Y'all didn't hear about that?
No.
They caught her, some of the girls she was beefing with, they beat her ass at the hood office. And the next picture you seen was her standing by the police car. Giving descriptions and shit. She was supposedly going to the hood office to go and report one of my other homegirls who ain't have a job, but she had a side business and a side hustle. She was taking pictures of my homegirl wearing designer shit and driving a nice car, and she was going to hood trying to get my homegirl her kids kicked out of their house. And I was like, that's fucked up. And while I'm on that note, I want to talk about like Ben Carson. Like, I went live talk about Ben Carson. Like, they
Ben
made
Carson.
Him head.
Oh, the political nigga.
Yeah, they made him head. No, they made him head of hood. Let me explain to you what hood is.
Yeah.
Hood is the reason for all these young killers.
Yeah.
Hood is the reason my mama got so many baby daddies. Hood is the reason that niggas thought that they was comfortable with World Fair food stamps and paying a dollar for rent. Hood is a curse to any black or Hispanic that grew up in motherfucking Miami. So they set him up. And hood, this is the criteria. A man can't live with you.
That's not Section 8 though, right?
Same thing.
Oh, same thing, okay.
Section 8 is like a scholarship from hood. Where you could actually go live in somebody else's property, and instead of you paying them, the government send them the check. That's what Section 8 is. But Ben Carson don't know what he just got himself into.
Yo, Ben Carson is a...
I don't think he understand, because it would take for them to go in our schools. I live out of Miramar. I live West I-75. It's totally different from where I grew up at. If my kid dropped from a A to a C, they call on my phone. My kid can't walk home from school if I don't sign the paper that morning when I drop him off. It's not like Liberty City. When I grew up in the Poker Bean in elementary school, if you was a virgin, they picked at you. He don't know what he getting himself into. He need to come get me and a couple other niggas so we can explain to him what need to be done.
That would be interesting.
We need to explain to him, and I need to take him in overtime at 10:30 on a Friday night and show him the Thriller video was real. Like, this shit is serious.
Take him to Ghouls, too, while you're at it. Take him south.
Talking about Trump?
No, Ben Carson.
They made him a
brain surgeon, but sometimes we don't know where the brains is at.
He's over hood.
That is crazy.
Nah. He too calm, too political.
BB, you want to come over here?
BB's here?
I feel like BB want to talk.
BB a rich kid. He doesn't care. Well, that's my nigga, though. BB throwing up a rich kid.
What up, BB? Shout out to Lunch Money making mad money out there.
Yeah. We trying, man.
BB.
Yeah. Let's big up the Circle House.
What's up?
The whole community. Inner Circle, pops, the whole family.
Bad boy. What's up? You ain't got another mic for BB? Yeah. You of respect course. Circle House Studios.
You was talking about the second time that I was on it.
You know I'm going there.
That was big, street. Wasn't it?
No, I ain't gonna lie. This
one. On what?
Every black... Charlamagne just got it.
On right. The breakfast.
Because Charlamagne just got it. Because Charlamagne said some shit. I don't know what he said, but I know every angry black female got on. But
no, you know what? Females, no decent female is gonna get mad off nothing I say. I represent.
Well, what exactly did you say? Let's let
these bitches and these hoes that don't know it. For instance, the first ones are the ones that leave Miami and move to Atlanta. That's the first sign that bitch got a lot of miles on her pussy, and she trying to be a
she trying to recover.
We call them recovering mutts. She trying to start all over again. Ain't now bitch from Miami is leaving Miami. Not a real bitch. Women, they understand that one paycheck get put up and get it, and you join it with the next paycheck and you pay your motherfucking bills. Anything after that is extras.
Right.
They understand that the income tax check is the money that they took out of their check prior to them giving it to them a year before. These hoes get income tax check and act crazy.
In the club.
You walk in a motherfucking strip club, you don't know what bitch you want, because all of them shaped alike. Them hoes going, when they go to Dr. Miami, they be like, I want her waist. I didn't grow up on that. A lot of them shady pussy now. I grew up with the hairy pussy. When we see, they got hair.
Yo, but that's better, man. It's more hygienic, man. It's more hygienic.
I understand that, but let me explain. Unless your pussy look like you got butt weed sitting between your legs and you braiding his hair, you can shave it, trim it, get a landing strip, or something. A real Miami person, a real southern boy or island boy, when they see you with no hair on your pussy, the first thing they think about is crabs.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. She had to shave it because of the crabs.
Now you got everybody want to shave, which we know everybody body, everybody blood, everybody is different.
Right.
I don't give a fuck how you look. You're different. If we was identical twins, we would be different. They could test something on us, and you allergic to milk, I'm allergic to something else. We're different.
Therefore, twin.
You can't shave. Tanya can't shave like Sarah.
Patricia.
Because Sarah body could take the razor.
Tanya will get razor
got
bumps.
The chicken pot pussy now. She got bumps everywhere in the pussy now.
Bumps and bumps. Bumps and bumps.
So what trick? What trick? You gotta let the black women know. We love the black women. Come on.
Let me explain something to you.
Please, we gotta make that correct, because you know I'm a Black Lives Matter activist in my mind.
See, I want. I want to nominate you. I want to
represent for our black women.
I started an organization 3 years ago called the Eat a Booty Gang.
Oh, God damn it. Don't go there right now, because just say you love black women first. Please, time out. And then we go to the Eat Booty. But please just say, tell people, I love black women. You got to say it.
Not only do I love black women, I prefer chocolate, dark skin, long. I don't eat pussy no more. I sucks pussy.
It's like a life.
I give her the spaghetti legs. I used to like squirters till I found out they were peeing on me.
That's pee?
Not pee on me.
That's urine?
Pee. Yeah.
What, when they spray?
That's pee.
I thought she liked it.
I talked to doctors. I researched it. You know, you can't. A lot of people say, just Google it. They don't know that Google got some shit that I could put in there.
Right.
So you can't believe everything in shit. Google.
Yeah, right.
Because they can say my middle name is Samuel. I would never be called a motherfucker Samuel. I don't have no Samuel, but I put on Facebook today. Right. I love sucker pussy so much. I just go to shaking and get nervous. I'm slobbing right now just thinking about it.
Well, you love black women.
I love them to death. My motto to a black woman is, baby, lay down, I got you.
Right, exactly. Because they got it misconstrued. I knew who it was because it's Trick Daddy motherfucking Dollars.
I was talking real women.
You were just saying just real, like a couple of y'all slipping. That's what you were saying.
No, a lot of ass slipping, but not the women.
Right.
Not the hoes and the bitches.
The hoes and the...
Right. That's the difference.
Right,
that's the
difference.
It's the women and the hoes and the bitches.
First of all, a real woman ain't got time to be on them motherfucking social media debating with me.
Right.
She taking care of business.
Yep. Mm. It's rough out here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know a lot of rich black women, so therefore, certain things I have a problem with. Mm. Single, black, and independent. As a woman that's lonely, hungry, and broke.
No, we love our black women. There's a lot of women out there doing their thing.
And all the ones that do their thing, like I know Phaedra. I knew Phaedra before she was in college. She's a successful black attorney.
Respect to that.
I respect her for that.
That's right.
And they could talk all that shit they want to about Patti LaBelle, but you can say the pie's nasty, but they bought them.
Patti LaBelle got dragged into this.
Yeah, the pie.
They bought the motherfucking pies.
Yeah.
So now I can love Patti music, and I look at if I see Patti, I'ma say, "What's up, mom?"
Right. That's motherfucking.
My godmama is one of the ones they call considered as the queen of soul. Way before anybody else, Miss the legendary Miss Betty Wright.
What? That's your grandma?
That's my godmama.
Nobody
would ever understand her for slapping the shit out of me for disrespecting a black woman, a decent black woman.
Wait, we talking about Betty Wright, not the white?
No,
Betty Wright, the singer.
Oh,
no, legendary Mr. Charlie.
What's the shit? Golden Girls.
No, man.
I was like, this shit got L. You know Betty White from Golden Girls. Yeah. I'm bugging out.
The old. One of them a slut, one of them dingy. What?
Trick is going there.
In the Golden Girls?
Did you ever have Tiger Bone?
That would have been an L episode.
Nah, I never had that before.
Let's have Tiger Bone. It's just one shot. Come on.
I don't want that shit.
Please, you pour it. No.
If he don't want that shit, I don't want that shit.
No, Trick.
Small shot.
Is this shit like Taco Bell? Do I need to take this shit in the bathroom?
No. That's it.
That's how I feel about Taco Bell. I eat that shit on the toilet.
Yeah, no, you might as well. This is
and you on
shit.
The Kings of the South tour right now, right?
Legends of the South.
Legends of the South. Yeah. That's you. Who's on there?
Scarface. A-Ball, MJG, Juvie, Pastor.
All them niggas come out here, man. Come to the drink chat.
This is horrible, guys. Sorry about this trip. I'm from Miami. I feel bad about this right now.
Don't even smell it. Just go.
It's like eating one of them steak pussy hoes.
Yeah, that's the girl that shaved her pussy. That's
and I don't even eat out the garbage. We call it eating out the garbage.
That's hard.
It's just not good. It's just not good, man.
That shit not gonna sell, man. I promise you.
Trick is not gonna put it in one of his videos, man.
So Trick,
Michael Hyatt Bing Bong.
So Trick, we got a guy who's down with our crew. His name's Eddie the Ass Eater. And you're his hero.
I am the CEO, president, and founder of the Eating Booty Gang.
Eating Booty Gang.
Which means...
Drink champs. Listen. We ask everybody if they eat ass. We're not going to ask you if you eat ass because we know.
Nah, you guys are the gang.
No. I'm going to tell you something
about
that.
You're the gang leader.
Don't know.
Okay.
I don't take showers. I haven't took a shower since January 25th of 95. I take sit-down bubble baths every time.
Okay, at least you clean yourself.
Gangster.
Because... I get ate out too. I get my ass ate too.
It's getting wild. I need more lime in my drink. Hold on. Some more lime in my drink.
Describe how you converted. Describe how you.
I'm talking about woman eat man ass and women ass. Right. I ain't talking about none of that.
So what happened? I know, we know, Trey. Come on, we love you. Come on. We know, Trey.
So eating booty gang goes both ways.
So what happened?
Yes, for some.
I mean, totally heterosexual.
How I started, like, get my ass, she was, she had the sloppy jalopy, like. Like, you know, the sloppy jalopy head, wet up with nuts and all. She got slob all on my ass. I'm like, get that out of there. And she like,
are you looking for the sloppy jalopy?
No, I don't know. I'm trying to go ahead. Get to you.
So if you never got ate out, that's what we call it, get ate. If you never got ate out.
Yo. He kept it 120%.
Well, hold on. But how did it start first? It started you eating the booty first?
Or was it a 69?
It really come from my family. I have a very spiritual family.
Uh-huh.
And they raise their kids with manners. I don't know if y'all know this, but it's about this much room between the ass and the pussy. It's a little line.
You can't say it.
I'm just speaking to the neighbor. Now your mama tell you, speak to that old lady.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Let's make some noise for the Booty Gang leader.
We need to send Eddie the Ass Eater on a training camp.
This is what you got to do. Because, Trick, I seen online you said you had quit the Booty Gang at one point, right?
But yeah, because the dudes
who... Yeah, but hold on. This is what we're going to do. We're going to set up... And it's going to be a show on reality show. We're going to do the E-Booty Gang training camp where you send a nigga and be like, anything he do... And you
gonna send pee-pee,
him.
No doo-doo.
Yeah, no.
No pee-pee, no doo-doo.
Yo, hold on. This is random. This makes me nervous, Dick Daddy, for being a part of our fucking show that day. No, I just said make noise for Trick Daddy for being part of our show. Because guess what, EFN? Let's be real. The minute the fans got word that we are main base, you born and raised in Miami, not born and raised, but
born and laid, but raised in Miami.
And me being in Miami for 10 years, and you're the number one guest.
He one of the first niggas that they say, hey, he wants some drops, he wants some music for the mixtape.
Right.
And
that's
all right, here you go.
All right, that's right.
And he put that shit, and it was out there.
So who were the first DJ that played your music?
The first DJ that played my music? I don't know. A lot of these radio DJs were my DJ once before.
But about DJ Khaled?
The first DJ to really go crazy with it was Khaled.
Okay.
Now it's DJ Nasty.
What, Uncle Al? Uncle Al didn't?
Uncle Al was like, it's like family.
Right.
So when Al did more of, if you know who a DJ is, it ain't too many Trick Daddy records you put on at the jam.
Right. No, I do. I understand.
You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying.
I
ain't had too many of the records. A couple of them, Get On Up. Take it to the house.
Take it to the house.
But you know, our jams is.
Nail, like, nail, nigga.
The little girls.
Terex.
Remember, I don't know if y'all seen this on Instagram, but I'm looking for her mama. The little girl dancing and the little boy making it rain on her with the cars. You seen that?
The Chinese.
No, the black little girl dancing and the little boy was making it rain on her with the cars. I'm like, I've been going to every strip club looking for her mama. I can't find her.
But I want to know what Chinese girl you talking about.
Oh, it's a little.
Right?
No, it's a little Chinese girl. I think it's a jeweler. A jeweler, and she just be throwing, like, she be, like, quoting.
She's not little like that.
Yeah, she be quoting. I think it's one of the jewelers, like, kids. Okay, continue, Trey.
But it's like, a lot of these kids out here, they don't got shit to do. Everybody got guns. Once you try them, once you beef with them and say something slick, they coming to kill you. They kill you. They friends gonna kill one of your homeboys.
Yep. Straight up.
One of your homeboys gonna shoot up they friend Wake. It's fucked up. So what I do with Trick Love the Kids Foundation, and I don't lie to my kids no more. I used to tell them I'm Uncle Trick. But I was fucking half of their mama.
So you daddy Trick?
No. I'm Uncle Stepdaddy. So, because it's certain things that my mama from South Carolina. They call us Geechee. Ain't nothing my mama hear from us. She told us what not to repeat, what not to say. Words like nanny and babysitter, well, we know what that mean. 5 years old, lock my door to open it for nobody. We knew on Fridays, Saturdays, when all the kids in the room, when you first play High Go Hunch, all the kids together because the grown folks is in the room getting high. We knew that, but they didn't do it in front of us. The problem with these people, they do shit in front of their kids. Anything in front of their kids, they let their kids do anything, and they try to be their kids' friend. My kids ain't my fucking friends.
They're your kids.
They not my friend.
They daddy.
And my the whole thing about me is respect my manhood, respect my mind, respect me as being older. Young niggas now, they got a new name for niggas like us, Lord. Old head.
I don't like old head. I don't like OG neither. Like
nigga,
sometimes.
Why not? I'll be
OG. Nah, sometimes OG. Like, it depends on the way.
It depends on the way
they use it. Sometimes, because they say OG, and it's like.
Right.
And it's like OG, and it's like.
Oh, so say young bitch.
You're old nigga.
Call him young bitch.
No.
When I didn't want to get caught old head or OG. In the wrong way was when my son started wearing my same size of shoes.
Right.
And now I can't get all the exclusive Jordans. Cause I'm stuck in my ways. I ain't finna be walking around here with no suits on. You got me fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my little jeans, my little jewels. I don't want no old bitch either. What am I gonna do with an old bitch? We not gonna die together.
But she might not have cracks, though.
I want a bitch to bury me and fight with my family over the shit I got left. Fuck this. What the fuck am I? Fuck, I'm finna die with a bitch.
So Trick, I'll be an asshole if I don't ask you this. We heard that you're gonna be a part of a reality show. We don't have to say their name.
Yeah, it's gonna be off the chain.
Off the chain.
Yeah.
Is it Miami?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Yes. We wanna I'm so proud, you know what I mean, because had they did this show and this show unfolded in Miami and then I had you. You know what I'm saying?
I probably shot that bitch up.
I would have gave him a location.
They told me some of the people were interested, and your name came up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I fuck with him. I'll do that.
Right. And I said the same thing about you. I said the same thing about you, but
come on,
shit
stop
happened.
Lying. Y'all met at a fucking meeting.
No, shit happened in my life. Nah, this is my nigga. And listen, I'm the nigga. I think I'm the first nigga to introduce you to Pun. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You are.
Matter of fact.
Yeah.
And I remember this. And
I see Pun
me and Cuban Links was gambling.
Right.
And I owed him 5 stacks. And I was like, man, let's go, man. I'm not going to pay this nigga. I ain't finna pay this nigga, man. And Joe was like, yo. Yo. I'm like, damn, man. But I'm gonna get ready to do this shit now.
Right. Nah, listen.
That was Super Cindy, right?
No. Yes, and me and you talk.
That's right.
We gonna listen, do some business today.
We heard
that Trick Daddy is about to start a podcast, and it's no way us, you being from Miami, me adapting Miami as my second home.
Hey, you Miami now. Yeah. You've been here for a while.
Yeah, I have been. I have been, long enough.
Hey, he respects Miami.
I'm I'm gonna tell you the difference from right. from where you grew up at.
Right.
It's too hot to wear rubbers down here. So I'm looking right. I'm looking forward to some little niggas looking like you.
Yes. Right, I'm married. It's all good, but listen, we wanna sign your podcast. Wanna do another shot?
Let's do another shot.
You can't let Puff Daddy out.
We're not giving
Puff Daddy sat right here. You from Miami.
We got the effing.
We got Vapentini.
I personally drank the Puffy juice. That was 50 called it, but.
But let's have another shot. 50. No, shout out to the 50. We fuck with him.
You know, we got this Vapentini.
And we got Vapentini. You want to smoke? You want to smoke some Bacardi?
Try the Vapentini right
look,
here.
Look, you got to take the straw all the way.
That's Vapentini, goddamn.
Inhale that shit like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is God's vapors right there.
Hit it through the straw like you're in the joint.
Yeah. It's alcohol.
Inhale it like you're in the weed.
It's rum. Vapentini.com, yo.
Hey, and I'm looking forward to doing that podcast.
Yes. We're going to have him on the Drink Champs Network. Let's big up the CBS.
That would be amazing.
Let's big up the CBS.
I'm a proud Miami to be on the podcast.
I asked Trick. I said, Trick, you know, we'll have the camera guys, the engineers. He said, I got everything, Nori. So all we're going to do is come around, produce. Because you know why? They said... It's about time that real niggas got a chance till we have our own station. Yeah. The thing about it is this. If we smart about what we're doing right now, you ain't got to drop an album on no label or drop an album on something. There's something called Sound Exchange.
Not only that, you notice what's going on right around the corner from here? Uh-huh. In a minute... This building, they gonna offer millions for this. Because they trying to push our ass out there where the crocodiles at. And shouts out to BB and Face. Them
big
my
up to BB. BB, you want to say something about the Luke episode? I feel like you want to say something.
No, you can't drink it out the liquid. You gotta take the
liquid. Yeah, you gotta smoke it.
But if in a minute.
Niggas is smoking vodka.
If we don't be able to do something, we ain't gonna be able to afford to live here.
Nah. We gonna do something.
Shout out to my brothers in Wynwood, the Puerto Ricans. A little bit of crew of Puerto Ricans.
Thurston Howe. Thurston Howe. Let's big him up.
I used to go there back in the day. Zulu Nation used to run that.
Let's big up to every time I see Trick. Every time I'm in Miami, Trick always tell me, you good, nigga. You always made sure, and you a real nigga. I remember I introduced him to Pun. That's amazing, man.
I know Pun loved him.
No, super loved him. And I walked in his room, and he played a record, and I was like, all right, Pun was downstairs. And then I went up. I sent Pun upstairs, and I remember y'all met, but I stayed downstairs. And you always been a real nigga. New York niggas always loved you.
Hey, and you give me chills, nigga, because it's like, you know what? We were on a tour with Bun B, right? And I growed up with it. I got a pocket full of stones. And Bun B say, I'm going to fuck you up, young nigga. And I was like, what I did? He was like... When your ass was going right before me, I can leave once you get off the stage. Now you're going last. And my wife says she not leaving until she see you. I'm like, God damn, man.
Right.
Well, so I appreciate real niggas, any real Puerto Ricans, Cubans right here.
Right, yeah, Puerto Rican Cubans, goddamn, and blacks. I'm black. And Dominican.
Let me explain something real quick. On Miami tip.
Yes, please.
I come from the era of I fucked with the Mother Superiors. The Those Funky Bastards, Society, those are my peoples. And we were on some hip-hop shit, and then Miami bass was like, we were all parallel of each other. But as Miamians, we were all together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I met Uncle Al, and I gave him a record. It was a record that you did for me.
So I'm like a part of Miami history?
Yeah, because I gave it to him. It was at Studio 183.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I gave it to him, and I was like, yo, man, this is, I don't know if you're going to like this. Because I didn't think it was his kind of record.
And it's hip-hop?
Yeah, it was hip-hop.
Okay, he was younger then. They was like, man, what's up with that white boy? I said, nah, he good.
and I gave it to him. But you see, because they call all Cuban white boys. So I said, yo, Al, I'm going to give you, he said, if it's Miami shit, I'm always going to play it.
Yeah.
You from Miami, I'm always going to play it.
I love the way Miami.
And then that's what I'm saying, like, Trick is for all of us. Don't matter what side, whatever the fuck, he repped Miami.
Hell yeah.
Like, Miami.
Right.
He
is Miami. Make some noise for Miami. It's your daddy. You gonna hate a regular blunt?
Because I hate this bitch half a time.
Because I know you smoke that Rigadelli
shit. I'm gonna tell the story before we get up.
You smoke that real
so
shit.
So, the first time I went on Wendy Williams' show.
You smoked that shit?
No.
Oh, okay.
I go on there and she's like, empty your pockets.
You had that shit in your pocket.
I had it in my pocket. She was like, he got like $5,000 and $100 bill. He got some Magnum condoms. Mm. He got a clear baggie with a white sustenance. I don't know what that is.
That was for that boat?
So I looked at that big nigga, Wendy Williams. I looked at that big nigga.
Oh, Gav, that's her husband?
Oh, damn.
No, I'm talking about her. Uh-oh.
I wasn't ready.
I told her, I heard your husband had a cocaine problem, but we got the best shit down there in Miami. I bought you some. Like, don't try to climb me. Right. You know, right. I'm the boom underdog.
Man, what is
this shit hurt?
What? Yeah, this that pure. This that pure. Yeah. Well, tell him what is boom. Tell him what is boom.
The boom is the brown weed, the Jamaican weed,
the yah.
The brown team
with the thin thing thing.
With the Pablo.
With the Inasamin you heard.
With the Diablo.
With the Pablo on the top.
Like. With that Diablo. Explain that to the listeners.
That's the dirty, dirty.
That's the dirty. Because listen,
that's all you smoke, right, Trey?
That's it.
Be absolutely honest.
That's all I smoke.
And I seen you outside with a cigarette. You dipped in something. I didn't know what that
that's
was.
That's called something else. Yeah.
Is that not what you talking about? We don't talk about that.
Chapter 8K, verse 47.
Trick ain't holding back, bro.
Listen, man. Trick, like I told you in the beginning of this interview, this platform is for, we don't interview new artists. We don't interview the people that is just hot now. Like how you said, you described your albums. We want to support our legends. And again, we want to give you the flowers while we can smell them. And why the trees? Why you can't inhale them? We know you don't smoke. This, what do y'all call it? Because this is medicine.
We
weed,
call it.
Right?
We used to call it airplane, but now they brought the New York and Cali bud down here.
Yeah.
We call it the live. But down south, on the south end, we call it the scary.
Scary. Why? Because
that shit ain't loud. That shit is not loud.
It's
that
chemicals.
Shit, so you didn't smoke Miami. You didn't smoke Miami.
That Miami Crippin' is some shit. Nigga done broken a nigga house and done stole it while I was too young. That's why
I put you
smoking.
On the Crippin'. I put you on the Crippin'.
Yes, yeah, real, you deserve the prize.
Real Crippin'.
Mr. Lee is keeping it going.
Three or four joints and you good for the day.
Yeah.
Right. When you see them niggas keep rolling off, that's some shit that got knocked off. That shit too young, ain't potent.
So now, I asked you on the phone, are we working on the next album?
I'm working on the next album. I don't know what the name of it is, but after we start a reality show, and after we do the deal with you, with the podcast.
That's right, the podcast. That's right. What's the name of your podcast?
It's called Flop, no T. The flop is this. Flop. No matter where you're from around the world, when you mix lemonade with tea, they call it the Arnold Palmer. In Miami, if you go ask for Arnold Palmer, they gonna think you're looking for some type of pill or some shit. We call it the flop.
Right.
So the no T is the fact that I'm not assassinating niggas' characters.
Speaking the truth.
That's right.
I'm not, anything I say out of my mouth is going to be documented. If you're a close and personal friend of mine, I will protect you.
That's what we do over here. That's what we do over here. So I'm going to say a couple of names from Miami, and I just want to see what Trick Daddy thinks about it. Florida.
Florida, okay. You can go wherever the fuck you want to go.
Kodak Black,
that's a young nigga who's hot. That's one of the quickest young nigga I ever seen get hot in the last 20 years, maybe. But he's kind of young. He don't have no guidance. And if he fuck with me, I'm going to show him what to do because he got the ears already. I don't want him to talk about nothing different. I just want him to be careful because they'll send his ass to prison.
You don't guide him.
They will send his ass to prison.
Kodak Black, you heard that?
That's respect. Respect, boy. Kodak Black and Trick Daddy's advice as well.
Any young nigga under 25 or 30, that's my nephew, nigga. You ain't got to like me, nigga. I'm nigga. You better believe it.
I like that. I told that to a nigga today. I said, listen, man.
That's what we missing. OGs, man.
I don't care.
And that's the problem. It's not even the OGs. It's the, you know, back in my day, it was like, my mama tell them, if you catch my children doing something wrong, beat their ass.
The village.
It's two type of females now that's gonna say something. It's the ones that gonna be on the news crying when their kid get killed, saying he was a good kid. right? She don't even know her fucking kid. Mm. And there's this other ignorant bitch that's taking all the stolen shit that her son bring in and said he a real nigga just like his daddy.
That was deep. So I'm gonna keep going with the just names randomly.
Don't whisper, though.
I always whisper when I do this. I don't know why. I always whisper when I do this. Trina.
Trina the baddest bitch.
Oh.
That's the baddest bitch. That's everybody wanna fuck her. And everybody wanna know that I fuck her. No, I ain't never fuck her. I done heard my brother fucking her in the next room.
You heard her. You heard them fucking. You actually heard them fucking.
Did not know this way this was going. I'm scared to ask another name. Alright, man, go for
it, buddy. Go for it, buddy.
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross is Rick Ross is the next thing to Miami to me. Mm-hmm. A lot of niggas always thought it was a problem. Me and Rick Ross problems was personal shit. And I feel like this. Two real niggas should never bump heads with each other. We should get together and deal with these fuck niggas. And that's the thing I always been on. So when I came out to the Port of Miami, the 10th anniversary, everybody was looking like, what the fuck?
Thinking you
that
was
just let
bullshit.
Me know that they sleep with their eyes open. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't believe
that's
everything.
That's the Elliot Wilson AC. Yeah.
Damn, got an AC now?
He got an AC now. He stepped it up. Continue, brother.
But Miami, we came a long fucking way.
Yes.
Still going.
Still
we
going.
We came so far, we buying cocaine from other states.
Damn.
You know that don't
we
sound
don't
right.
We up now. Because the Mexicans control it. That's why we got
to
go.
I'm just waiting for one of Ronald Reagan's sons to get old enough to run for president.
They're going to come right back.
Because when the crack era became popular, it wasn't no niggas doing bad. It wasn't as much dying and killing. You couldn't kill a nigga for anything back in them days.
So, in your opinion.
But we got to ask them one other group.
Go ahead.
Two Live Crew. What does Two Live Crew mean?
Two Live Crew is the first group I ever fell in love. That's my cousin. He ain't shit right there. He with Two Live Crew right there. Two Live Crew is the first group that I ever fell in love with because they was nasty. They want to be. And if you talk to a Miami nigga, we holler at women different. We be like, psst.
Yeah.
Psst. Say red. Say black.
My boy Paul still.
And then you know
that.
If they ain't from Miami, they say some shit to make them get cussed out. My name ain't Red. What you see, a snake? Some shit like that. So we know then. You know what I'm saying? Two Live Crew was the first ones that beat a trial. Beat somebody. Back in the days,
they changed,
like,
the law.
Back in the days, if you caught a child, they could keep you in the county 5, 6, 7 years. Now they got the rock court and different shit. Like, you don't have this man in this county all this long time. You waiting on him to do something else stupid, or you waiting on some other shit to come. And Tulare took Broward County. Mr. Nick Navarro took his ass to the Supreme Court and won. Like, we can say what the fuck we want to say and do what the fuck we want to do. This is our right.
Right.
Parental motherfucking advisor.
Freedom of speech, Tulare.
Make some noise for that, goddamn it. And I'm going to say two more names and then we're going to get about it. BB.
BB full of shit.
Oh.
Damn, man.
And it's
BB is a rich boy.
Yeah.
They got to be. We spent millions of dollars in that studio.
Circle House?
I get love in that bitch now.
Right.
I left some knives over
you got
there.
Credit
I left
credit
knives
to
over
BB
there the last time I cooked. I want my knives, but BB is an easy good nigga. Right. He's very hoarse. The women always, he always lied to the women. Bitch. He lied to him and betrayed him. But he all in all, he a good dude. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I know them since a youngin', and we around the same age. So right. You know what
straight
I'm saying?
Up. Big up to BB. He helped us make this Trick Daddy interview happen. God damn it! Big up to Circle House and his pop. Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come? I still got two more.
That's why I learned off getting them checks. They still getting checks from this shit.
That's that publishing, baby.
And I got two more names.
Okay.
For you. I'ma say Khaled and Luke.
Khaled and Luke. Khaled was necessary.
For Miami.
Luke is like a Jesus Christ. Because if the Bible says, for God so loved us, the world, he gave his only begotten son, he gave us motherfucking Luke.
And Luke birthed Khaled, believe it or not. Because he put Khaled, Luke work, he put Khaled in his first mix show. His mix show. Khaled worked for Luke. And shout out to Buttafuoco as well.
And Khaled, old girl, that's like my mama. That's my brother from another mother. I can call on a couple of niggas. I can call on Luke. I can call
did
on.
You say Khaled, old girl, is your old brother?
That's like my mama. Khaled, old mama, is like mother. My mama.
Okay, sorry.
That's like we called each other brothers from another mother.
Right.
DJ Khaled, Luke, Betty Wright. I can call on Khaled, Pitbull, Jason Taylor, Udonis Haslam, and say, I'm doing something for the kids. And I'm going to get a couple thousands, tens of thousands from them. And they're going to say, is that enough?
All right. Respect that.
Straight up.
So I'm respect always that. Fuck with them.
Respect that. Let's make some noise for Trick Doc.
Hey, shout out to the drink champs for getting me fucked up in the video.
Yeah, you want another shot?
I got my little Oprah bag in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You got one. No, you don't got none.
You got one. Listen, but Trick, once again, we want you to know that we are home bases in Miami. This guy's Miami Mixtape King. He's been pushing. He's the first one of the first people to put you on your music. And we want to continue to support our legends, because in our game, there's so many people that after you get 10 years or better, they say you washed up or you whatever. That's not what we do over here. We celebrate the niggas that need to be celebrated.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's
we celebrate the niggas that need to be celebrated.
Hey,
the
fact I
that
appreciate everything.
Yeah,
thank you.
And
now
the fact that we're in Miami, you listen, I don't give a fuck. If you want to come back tomorrow, you come back tomorrow.
This is your home.
Yeah, this is your home.
We in Miami.
This is your home.
We in your home.
Every motherfucking time. So I just want you to know that. You want to take another shot before you do it?
Nah,
one?
I just want to give shouts out to the dream. And my happy
all
fucked up.
So then let's make some noise for Trick Daddy. Hey!
Shout out to
Vapertini
in the building.
Oh, Vapertini in the goddamn building. You ready?
Hey, yo, Haz, hold up 1 second. I want to let everybody know they could check us at drinkchamps.com. Follow us at drinkchamps on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check Nori out at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and New Year Nori on Snapchat. You can check me, DJ EFN, at Who's Crazy Instagram, at DJ EFN on Twitter, at Who's Crazy on Snapchat. Make sure you follow the team, our visual media manager, Rich Blanco, at Rich_Blanco on Instagram and Twitter. Our engineer, Hazardous Sounds, at Hazardous Sounds on Instagram and Twitter. Our photographer, Big Drain, at Drain on Instagram and at Big Drain on Twitter. Our graphic artist, AKZ, at AKZ916 on Instagram and Twitter. Also, shout out the whole CBS Play.it team. Follow them at PlayIt on Twitter. And make sure you grab yourself some Drink Champ shirts, shot glasses and cups and all that merch at drinkchamps.com, or check our homies at 8and9.com. Head over to iTunes and pick up the singles For the Win, Moguls, and Petty, as well as the Drunk Uncle project from Nori. Also, my album, Another Time, is out now, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or physicals at crazyhood.com. Check Hazardous Sounds project, Save the Culture, and you can check that at hazardoussounds.com or check it on all digital platforms. Also, look out for Nori's cooking show coming very soon and my Coming Home Vietnam film, which you can see the previous films about Haiti, Cuba, and Peru currently on Revolt TV. Shout out the whole Drink Champs army. We really appreciate your support, and we out of here.